Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials reacted to a joint statement by China and Russia on the Russian war in Ukraine. The statement was issued Tuesday in Moscow, where Chinese President Xi Jinping held 2 days of talks with his host, Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Patsy Wadakuswar reports.
Xi called for a diplomatic solution in Ukraine that Putin says he supports.
We believe that many points of Chinese peace plan are in sync with Russian approach and could form a basis for a peaceful settlement when the West and Kiev are ready for it. However, we're not seeing any such readiness on their part.
The White House rejected Putin's claims. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, said the U.S. would only support Beijing brokered talks if President Volodymyr Zelensky believed they would lead to a just peace. For the Ukrainian leader, that means no concessions on territory annexed by Putin. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Well, Russia and China leaders were strategizing, so were Ukraine and Japan's leaders. Speaking through an interpreter at a news conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
I'm very glad to welcome in Kiev Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida Fumio, a truly strong defender of the international order and a long-standing friend of Ukraine.
And the U.S. will speed up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine by sending the country older model tanks.
Projecting it would be probably over a year or so before we would have been able to deliver that A2 variant. And so, again, this approach will allow us to get that combat capability them quicker.
Now, the Pentagon also said that the older model tanks will be easier for Ukrainian forces to learn to use and maintain. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is stressing to China unofficial stopovers to the U.S. by Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen should not be used as a pretext by Beijing to increase aggressive activity in the Taiwan Strait. Recently, senior U.S. officials in Washington and Beijing have underscored to their Chinese counterparts transit visits through the U.S. during broader international travel by Tsai has been routine. Beijing sees an American contact with Taiwan as encouragement to make the island's decades de facto independence permanent. Taiwan's government said Tuesday that Tsai plans to stop in New York and Los Angeles. While Turkey continues to recover from the last month's deadly quakes that killed tens of thousands, there are still concerns about how building structures contributed to the number of deaths. VOA's Dorian Jones.
Observers say that like developers in the quake-struck region, those in the city benefited from government zoning amnesties that allow them to pay a fine to legalize buildings that violated stringent earthquake regulations. Istanbul architect Ömer Yılmaz says that practice was a tragic mistake. He said the whole system in Turkey is built around the construction industry. Whatever we saw in the quake-hit cities of Hatay and Maraş, we will probably see the same here in Istanbul. So we're talking about a big risk. The zoning amnesty has caused a huge problem. It's one of the foundations of the wider problem. Many developers were arrested in the aftermath of the February quakes.
That's VOA's Dorian Jones. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say cases of dangerous fungus tripled in just over 3 years, with more than half of the states now reporting it.
According to the CDC, the coronavirus pandemic was likely partly responsible for the increase. Hospital workers were strained by COVID-19 patients, and that likely shifted their focus away from disinfecting other kinds of germs. The fungus, Candida auris, is a form of yeast that is usually not harmful to healthy people, but can be a deadly risk to fragile hospital and nursing home patients. It spreads easily and can infect wounds, ears, and the bloodstream. The study found cases increased from just under 500 in 2019 to nearly 1,500 in 2021. I'm Mike Hempen.
A new report says 26% of the world's population does not have access to safe drinking water, and 46% lack access to basic sanitation. The UN World Water Development Report 2023 came out Tuesday on the eve of the first major UN conference on water in over 45 years. I'm Tommy McNeil.